I have two quick announcements. Inshallah, tomorrow we have the community iftar and everybody is invited. Bring your friends and come early so you are properly seated and you can help if you want to volunteer, come even earlier. Also, Brother Ijaz Balkhi is outside. He's from Helping Hands and he's giving you flyers for an event which is going to happen at the university on Sunday. This is to help the Syrian refugees. And there is an amazing speaker, Sister Salma Mujahid. And please take those flyers and make an effort to attend that. So with a very heavy heart, today we laid to rest a brother. If you had lived in the 1970s, this week's passing of Muhammad Ali most likely shook you. Those from my generation revered him greatly, but his legacy has passed throughout the ages and his life accomplishments continue to prove relevant in our current time. Muhammad Ali was more than a world-renowned athlete and celebrity. His professional achievements undoubtedly were remarkable. Ali held the heavyweight title a record 3 times. A Sports Illustrated named him the top sportsman of the 20th century. His name became a household staple, and people of all faiths, economic backgrounds, and ethnicities looked up to him. He was a poor black child from Kentucky who bootstraps himself to the heights of fame and money, and then gave it all up for his principles. Ali was temporarily stripped of his title and banned from boxing for 3 years for refusing to take part in the Vietnam War. In hindsight, most would agree it was an unjust war. Yes, you can serve, you can represent your country, and still stand for what you believe in. This is an important lesson for our youth today. However, his physical prowess is not what is most remembered for. Ali was a global representative of faith and an inspiration to Muslims around the world. He joined Nation of Islam in 1964, and in 1970, Ali converted to Sunni Islam. Later in life, he embraced Sufism, a mystical school of faith. If you see, here is a man on spiritual quest throughout his life and trying to help others. Ali professed numerous times that his true wealth was in his knowledge of self, love, and spirituality. As you know, Ali suffered from Parkinson's disease for more than 3 decades, but that did not stop him from being an American pillar of service and good deeds. Ali said, "Truly great people in history never wanted to be great for themselves. All they wanted was the chance to do good for others and be close to God." It's neither boxing nor the fact that he converted to Islam for why we are talking about him today. He is an example for us in complete fearlessness except for the fear of Allah. Ali did not die a sports icon, but a pious, humble, intelligent believer, a humanitarian, a comedian, athlete, and brother to us all. You know, on the internet you will find many speeches and you will find many good photographs. The one I liked and I would like to share that with you was taken very recently. And this is Muhammad Ali meeting Nelson Mandela. They're both same height and Nelson Mandela has his head here. And you can see his hearing aid. He's so frail. And Ali's holding him as if he's holding a child, as if he's saying, "It's okay, it's okay." Look at their age differences. Two people born on two different continents had similar struggle. And when they meet, I mean, what would they say to each other? You and I can think about it. Sometimes You know, when we are teaching the hadith, when teaching the life of our sahaba to the children, and you think about it, you say, I wish I was in that time. And this is Allah's qadr that we come in this time. We can only read about the seerah, we can only read about our sahaba ikram, but somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compensated us in showing us individuals which inspire us. So inshallah, after the salah, our imam will lead a prayer for him, and that is the best prayer we can do as Muslims, to read after the first salah. So in your Ramadan supplications, include his family and include all the Muslims who struggle and maintain their principles despite all the odds. Jazakallah.